Welcome to the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy and Thomas, a show designed to bring you real-world business knowledge for entrepreneurs, working professionals, and business owners who are seeking to up-level their business game. You are about to join the hot new All About You show with successful entrepreneurs and business experts sharing their stories and powerful takeaways while providing the tools to help you thrive. Your hosts for the Imagine More Success podcast are the best-selling authors, Cindy Hendricks, a business performance specialist, and Thomas Hides, a certified world-class speaker and voice trainer. And now, it's time to realize your dreams and imagine more success.
Welcome to the Imagine More Success podcast. I'm your host, Thomas Hides, with Cindy Hendricks. Cindy, welcome back. How are you
today? Hey, Thomas. I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
Fantastic. Great to hear your voice.
You too.
Thanks. Sounds like you had a really busy week, including a fantastic holiday week.
Oh my God. It's been absolutely crazy at my house.
Well, the holidays seem like they start earlier every year and end later every other year.
And get crazier.
Yeah. There's always a lot more action.
Yes. How about you? How was your week?
Fantastic. I had a lot of massive insights into the idea of mastery of a topic is really about making the complex very simple.
Yes.
Well, I had a couple light bulbs go off this week.
Well, you know what Toastmaster says, right? You tell them what you're going to tell them, you tell them, and then you tell them what you told them.
Yeah, exactly right. Reiteration's pretty important for sure. Had a really interesting little work session with a young gentleman who I was teaching a voice lesson to. And when I saw the light bulbs go off for him, when I explained something so simply, really made a huge difference. And it's really important to remember that sometimes it's those little things that seem to make the biggest difference in people's lives.
Well, and don't you think that we all take for granted that most people know everything? And then when we're explaining something and our light bulb goes off and it's like, oh my gosh, everybody doesn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to really remember where people are coming from and sometimes start from the very beginning.
And it reminds me of that movie, The National Treasure. Do you remember watching that one?
No, I haven't seen it.
Okay. So there's a part in the movie where, you know, Nicolas Cage is the smartest guy in the room. And then his friend is smart, but not as smart. And so there was a glitch in timing and they missed something. And so then the guy that wasn't quite so smart figures out the reason and he's sitting on it while Nicolas Cage is saying, well, why aren't you explaining it to me? And he's like, I'm enjoying this moment that I know something that you don't.
So it was like a rare moment.
It was. It's really a funny part in the movie. But, you know, that's kind of what happens when we're out in the world helping people learn or teach or even having a conversation. And then, you know, our light bulb goes off that way.
Yeah, I can totally see that. And that really leads us into the segment, which is always my favorite segment to get the program started. The word of the week.
Time for the
word of the week. So it's coming. It's coming soon. The word of the week is efficiency, and the state of quality of being efficient, able to accomplish something with the least waste of time and effort.
The least waste of time and effort. That's really, yes. Really important, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And you're going to find out a lot more about efficiency later on in the show today.
Yeah, you know, it's there's that old adage of everyone only has 24 hours in a day. It's really how you manage it. And that's where efficiency comes into play.
Well, and with efficiency comes productivity, either high productivity, medium productivity, or low productivity.
Or no productivity. It was a fourth one.
Yes. Well, you know, I try to forget those days of working with people where there wasn't any productivity, but that's a very good point. Sometimes there isn't any.
Yeah, sometimes we're leading to zero, but sometimes we're leading to our very best. And learning what that means for you, how to work, how to control your energy output, how to control the energy input.
Well, and don't you think it also has something to do with mindset or state of mind?
Absolutely. Mindset, state of mind, analysis, knowledge of self, knowledge of others, creating leverage so that you can do more with less.
Well, I'll share a secret of one of the ways that I have high productivity, because people have always asked me how I get so darn much done.
I wanted
to. Of the reasons, yes, huh? One of the reasons is that I try desperately to remove all emotional baggage. And I find that a lot of people, for some reason, they just love to hang on to it. It's like money for them sometimes, that they just can't get rid of it.
That's something you really helped me out with quite a bit with your meditation CD that you gave me when we first met. It's made a big difference for me as well. Though definitely there's emotional blockages that stop people from moving forward. Sometimes it's just something you're just not aware of, something you don't, it's something that's only on the periphery for you, but it makes a big difference.
You know, that's a good point, because sometimes we're so caught up in our emotional stew that we can't see beyond not having it with us. I think people just get used to carrying it and they don't have the tools it takes to be able. And yeah. I think that's a good lead in right into our coaching corner, Thomas.
Fantastic.
Because, you know, with efficiency comes a learning curve for everything that's keeping you from being efficient. And the number one thing, in my opinion, is that emotional baggage.
Emotional baggage for sure. Also, the idea of planning versus not planning. Failing to make a plan is planning to fail. We've heard that many times. But what does that mean? For so many people, and we're going to hear from a guest later today, he's going to talk about that big overall financial plan. Boy, what a daunting challenge that must seem like if that's not your area of expertise.
Yes, and I think people have a lot of fear around the whole financial thing, because, you know, there's so much change minute by minute in our society of finance and all kinds of new techniques, technologies. And so it's no wonder people have fear of even getting into a conversation with someone. But I think you're going to find that my friend that we've invited to speak with us today, Mike, is going to share some really good information to take some of that fear out of the picture.
Yeah, you know, one of the biggest things that I see over and over again is that idea of sometimes if a project seems overwhelmingly large, or if all the variables are kind of nebulous, you don't quite know what they could be. The financial world is definitely is one of those worlds that seems overwhelming. I mean, when Tony Robbins wrote a book to distill it down, I think he came up with 600 and something pages to try to distill down putting together a financial plan for your life. So here's someone who took a look at it and tried to make it as simple as possible and came up with 600 pages.
Well, I wonder how many pages he started with if he distilled it down to 600, right?
That's a really good question.
I can tell you from my own experience in managing people and businesses is that when something seems overwhelming, you just take what you know, and then you break down every point that you're trying to work on. And that has saved me many times. In fact, one position I had, I walked around and looked at the work in front of me, and I said, "Oh my God, Cindy, what have you done?"
And the best part, the best thing to do is to learn from people with more experience, people who are experts. And if you want more tips, tools, tactics on creating a better business and a better you, check out imaginemoresuccess.com, where you can find all of the information and all of the tools that you need in order to move yourself forward in your business. Cindy, checking in with an expert, you have to do it right, because you can't be an expert on everything. There's too much information in the world.
Well, that's exactly right. And today, more so than ever, because there's so much information out there, even with it at your fingertips on the internet, there's no possible way you can take it all in, much less retain it.
Well, no, when you're taking it all in, you suddenly get caught up in looking at cat videos on YouTube, and then you find yourself going through the YouTube black hole, missing out on all this important information you're supposed to be looking at.
Exactly.
But definitely, there's bringing in an expert for anything always gives you a shortcut instead of a long road. It only makes sense, especially when the topics are massive, diverse, seemingly overwhelming.
So tell us about our guest today, Thomas.
I tell you what, today we've got Michael Coltharp. We like to call him Mike. Mike's got a really interesting background. He used to be a law enforcement officer. He's a financial advisor now. He's got tremendous insight. He's got not just a simple understanding, but a very complex and very large understanding of the individual's financial needs for long-term planning.
So maybe we can call him the money police.
We'll have to check in with that, see what he says. Maybe we can put him on guard some of my finances. Mike, can you guard my savings account for me? Let me know. We'll find out in a few minutes if that's possible.
Well, I think everybody's going to really walk away with some great information because he's got some wonderful things he's going to share to help people figure it out.
Yeah, you know, it's, again, I keep reiterating this, but finance is such a massive topic, such a touchy subject for so many people as well. There's a lot of emotion surrounding it, whether it's shame, guilt, fear, certainly. I mean, after 2008, how much fear was there surrounding the future for so many people, especially people just nearing retirement age who had a massive shift in the way that their retirement was going to be ending?
Yes. So if you have some information that you'd like to know or some comments to share, be sure to put it on our Facebook page or on one of the other places that we've listed on there. Imagine More Success Podcast, and let us know what you think.
Yeah, we'd love to hear about your experiences with creating your own financial game plan and its implementation. And if you want to figure out where you are financially, if you want to create the perfect game plan for getting where you want to be, and you want to find the tools to be able to implement that game plan properly, you want to stay tuned because we've got Michael Coltharp coming back in just a couple of minutes. So please stick around for the Imagine More Success podcast.
Are you looking for a way to speed up your evolution as an entrepreneur? And are you someone who doesn't have the time to search the internet for the perfect online course that suits your needs? Well, you're not alone. My name is Dan Fowler, the Imagination Engineer, and I was running into the exact same problem that you're having, and I decided to do something about it. My business partner, Cindy Hendricks, and I have developed a one-of-a-kind online training portal that not only provides you with hundreds of educational courses for a low monthly subscription, it also will be giving 10% of all proceeds to charities around the country. So your subscription not only helps you, it also helps others in need. Our portal is a hub for all things business training, and you will not find a better value for the price. Take a moment right now and visit imaginemoresuccess.com and preview all the training categories available and click on the yellow sign up for a free trial button at the top of the page. That's imaginemoresuccess.com. And we're back. Here's the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy and Thomas.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast with Thomas Hides and Cindy Hendricks. Cindy, in the first segment, we were talking about efficiency. And isn't it funny how every single week, whenever we have the word of the week, which we always do, previous week always seems to have about at least 10 examples of that in your daily life?
Yes, but you know what? I'm used to weird and I'm used to things happening as you are thinking or talking about them, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, the more you give some idea to something, you give more time to more thoughts, just seems to pop up. You see it everywhere.
Well, I think two things I'm going to say, intuitive and manifest.
Yeah, those two things have a tendency to work hand in hand.
They do. But you know what? I love efficiency. I'm always looking for ways to make things better, easier, flowing, and just so that, you know, life seems a little bit more smooth.
You know, we talk about efficiency in business. Obviously, it's super important because of competition, because of limited resources, whether it be time or money or personnel. Efficiency is really important. When we see these examples of it in nature, though, you see a beauty in it that isn't always there when you're just looking at numbers. But when you see the efficiency, say, of Michael Jordan taking a shot or making a layup or even slam dunking, there's that beauty that's in there. And if that beauty is an efficiency there, how beautiful does it make your business look when you're cruising right along?
Or winning the game.
Or winning the game. Yeah, that's really what it's about. I guess Michael Jordan did win a couple games, didn't he?
Yes, yes. I think he's the record holder.
Yeah, most rings of anybody, I think. And yes. One thing to think about, and this is something that comes up all the time in singing, opera singing in particular. When you hear someone singing on stage, the power that you witness as an audience member seems overwhelming and almost like it's physically impossible to do that. So much of that actually comes from efficient use of breath, muscular energy, and overall body energy. And it has very little to do about stressing, straining, or pressing or pushing. And it's a perfect way and an example of how efficiency pays massive dividends.
And see, that's your take on it. My take on it is that when someone has a magnificent voice and they have an audience, it's the energy that they produce in the air through their voice that is picked up by the audience. And it's that emotion connection between the two that creates the magic.
Absolutely.
Is my perception. My perception.
Absolutely. That's 100% correct. There is that movement there of that movement of magic when the beautiful usage of an instrument combined with heartfelt sentiment translates into the ears of the people in the audience.
And well, what's really interesting is that when a woman has a baby and she's pregnant and they play classical music, it's said to stimulate the child's brain even when the child isn't even born yet. I think that is absolutely fascinating.
Yeah, you know, I wish someone had been playing some of these Tony Robbins CDs of the financial stuff when my mom was praying with me. It would have really helped out. You know, it takes a lifetime of learning for some things for some people.
Well, you know, we're all on our own special path. And for some reason, that we're all supposed to learn the things that we're experiencing along the way.
Yeah, I would agree completely. And there's that great concept that all of these universal laws that we learn, all these universal teachings that we pick up along the way, they're truly universal. You can use them in everything. They kind of work every single place.
Well, and I just can't wait to hear what Mike's got to share with us, because I know that's a hot topic for you.
Yes, for Michael, we've got Michael. We don't know if we're going to call him the money police, money cop. We don't know yet what we're going to call him, but Michael Coltharp, we've got him coming up. If you need a game plan in order to create a financial plan for your life, if you need a strategy, you need an assessment, and if you need a way to implement it, he's your guy. Mike, we are so glad to have you on today. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. We've heard you've done some really great work with people. And you had a story you want to share with us about one of your clients.
Yeah, so I have one of my clients, and it's kind of funny, for confidentiality reasons, I was going to make him Thomas.
Ah. Oh.
So what I'm going to do is we're going to call him Joe the Plumber. That's a good one. All right, we're going to call him Joe. And basically, you know, he's an average guy working for a utility company, all right? You know, he had two kids and a beautiful wife. And one day he was just heading off to work and he gets in a car accident. You know, who expects to do that, right? But before that, you know, he was doing everything he needed to do to prepare for his retirement. He had a plan. He was putting money into his 401k, which everyone does. And he was on the road to success, his definition of success.
Excellent.
Well, you know, when he got in his accident, he ended up, they actually had to cut him out of his truck. I mean, you've seen those.
Oh,
utilities.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, they're big, right? I mean, they're just, you know, it's one of those super duper duty 550s, whatever the heck they're called.
Oh, the big utility
right?
trucks. Sure.
Yeah. You know, and so they're really big. And so he ended up having to get cut out of that. They landed a helicopter on the road to get him to the nearest trauma center.
Wow. Okay. Seriously.
No one goes to work thinking that's going to happen, right? Everyone thinks, oh, well, hey, cops, you know, it's a dangerous job. Well, no. If you're driving a car, you're more dangerous than a cop with a gun. I mean, because you don't know what's going to happen.
Sure.
Anyway, so he ends up in the hospital. Well, now he's disabled. Okay. When I met him, he was in a wheelchair.
Oh my God.
Okay. And so he can't work again. So now he's been saving all this money in his 401k, because that was his plan, right? Saving all his money. And now who's putting money into his 401k? Nobody. So now that stopped. So now what we had to do when he sat down with me was we had to figure out, how am I going to help you get to your goal that you wanted, but you can't put any more money into your retirement plan? So what I did was I sat down with him and looked at his whole picture, because everyone's financial picture is different, right? I mean, there's no one cookie cutter way of doing a financial plan. And so I sat down with him. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I sat down with him and we had to assess his situation, figure out where he was. And then we took the information that he gave me and we analyzed it. What we did is we sat down and I explained and I demonstrated the efficiency management system that I use so that he can take his dollars and make his money really work as efficient as we can make it happen. And so once we did that, we were able to show him how to implement the plan and actually make it happen. And I did that by introducing the complementary tools that I have available to all my clients. And this tool is a financial tool that I use, that we take the information, we put it in this tool, and we take all the guesswork out of a financial plan. We use factual data, and we use a rules-based system that helps you figure out how things are gonna work by using real information opposed to just coming up with an idea. I got a 5-year plan for you. Well, you don't know what's going to happen in 5 years.
Very true.
That's how we sat down and we made it work. And so now he's able to utilize the money that he did have, even though it's less, and still be able to provide for his family in a way he didn't realize.
Nice.
That's really incredible. So how did he find you?
Well, actually, it was kind of an accident. I know a friend of his, and I heard about his crash. And so when we met together, I was introduced to him, and we just started talking.
Wow.
Lucky for him.
It's very fortunate for him, yeah, to be able to find you like that. You said that you're utilizing tools, and anytime you're using any sort of tool, whether it's a computer system or anything, the information you get out of it is only as good as the information that you put into it. Is being an expert in the financial field a part of getting the right information in there as well?
Yeah, so you can put information in any computer program that you want, and you're right, you're going to spit out whatever it is the program's designed to do. But what this tool does is this actually analyzes the data that we put into it, but we don't have the computer analyze the plan. What we do is we look at the rules that we have, the financial rules, and we analyze the decisions that you want to make with these rules. And it's by these rules that we make decisions. So we don't put the information in there and the computer says, this is what you do. We say, this is where we're at. This is what the rules say. This is where we go next, which is unique.
That's very unique, and it's really important, I think, in anything that you're doing, to take the individual into account, to take the person into account, because a financial plan or any type of plan is only as good as it integrates with the actual human being that it's working for. I think that's a tremendous concept. Cindy, I know we've seen that in coaching as well over and over again.
Yes, exactly. But it's like anything else, is that not only do you have your tools, you have your computer program, but I think it also takes someone in the driver's seat that says, you know, this is a rule, but in your case, this part of what's going on with you isn't being utilized. And so you're the one who's going to be helping the client figure out the best direction based on their particular circumstances. And I think, you know, you have to have a trusted person that knows what they're doing to be able to help you do that. And so where can people find you, Mike? What is your website?
So yes, thanks, Cindy. My website is coltharpfinancial.com. And
it's could you spell that for us, please?
Yeah, C-O-L-T-H-A-R-P, coltharpfinancial.com. And you're right, Cindy, you guys mentioned a real key term. You know, using this financial simulator that I have, it takes all the guesswork, it takes the opinion out of your financial decision, you know, because if it's not provable information that you can use, it's factual. Using these economically sound rules that I use, it actually takes all the guesswork and all the assumptions and all the sales hype out of your decision making.
Well, that sounds like a wonderful plan. And in our next segment, I'm really excited to hear about what you're going to be offering our listeners so that they can benefit from some of the wonderful things that you have to offer.
You know, one of the other things that I hear when you're talking about your rules is the idea of taking care of the individual. How much does getting rid of the fear around creating a financial plan come into play in your business?
Oh, it takes a lot of the fear out, because I have people that sit down with me, and as a matter of fact, just as early as last week, they're like, I had no idea that we had this option, and I was so afraid of not having any money left for retirement. I was so afraid that what if something happens to my husband? I can't afford to pay for all this stuff on my own. And so it takes that fear out, because we say, okay, we're not going to use my opinions. We're going to use these rules, and it just releases all that fear.
That's tremendous as well. Just the idea of having options. There's so many options that are probably available to people. They have no idea what's available. And once they have an idea of what is available, then they can make a choice rather than just being led into a non-choice situation where they just have to do something that they think that they have to do. And if you want to take your business to the next level, if you want to learn more about your business and yourself, you can check out imaginemoresuccess.com. We do want you to stay tuned to the podcast, because in the next segment, we're going to hear more from our money cop, Michael Coltharp, as he walks us through assessing your financial plan, creating the perfect game plan for you, and giving you the tools and the tactics and the tips to implement it. So please stay tuned. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Have you ever asked yourself this question, why is it so hard to make a buck? I know I have. Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. What I have discovered after going from the brink of bankruptcy to running a multi-million-dollar award-winning business is this: you can't build a million-dollar dream hanging around minimum wage mindsets. My mission is 1 million women entrepreneurs generating $1 million in annual revenue. So here's what I've done. I've created the mother of all entrepreneur success programs that you can access online on your time. It's called Monetize Me Now. It's a 7-module online course that is 100% my success formula, covering mindset, mission, management, motivation, marketing, and measure. Come on, take my hand and I'll show you the way to learn to earn flowing revenue for your business. Visit monetizemenow.com for details.
Did you expect your business to explode, but instead it plateaued? Are you struggling to achieve your business goals? Or has your business stagnated, and with just a little guidance, you know it'll flourish? When you're ready to experience goal achievement with fast results, Cindy Hendricks is the business coach for you. Cindy's work with new entrepreneurs has been life-changing. After working with Cindy for an entire year, the owner of a multi-million dollar international corporation called Cindy's work brilliant and impressive. To receive instant free access to 26 of the most important tools for creating business excellence, go to businessperformancespecialist.com. That's businessperformancespecialist.com, and get your business where you want it to be.
Memorable dynamic presentations are a not-so-secret weapon in the business world. Do you have a powerful message that must be shared? Do you want to be known as a top public speaker that gets amazing results? If you didn't get the results you were seeking while delivering your last speech, Thomas Hides of iconquality.com, that's I-C-O-N quality.com, can help you create and deliver your speech to get the results you desire. Call Thomas.
Are you looking for a way to speed up your evolution as an entrepreneur? And are you someone who doesn't have the time to search the internet for the perfect online course that suits your needs? Well, you're not alone. My name is Dan Fowler, the Imagination Engineer. and I was running into the exact same problem that you're having. And I decided to do something about it. My business partner, Cindy Hendricks, and I have developed a one-of-a-kind online training portal that not only provides you with hundreds of educational courses for a low monthly subscription, it also will be giving 10% of all proceeds to charities around the country. So your subscription not only helps you, it also helps others in need. Our portal is a hub for all things business training, and you will not find a better value for the price. Take a moment right now and visit imaginemoresuccess.com and preview all the training categories available and click on the yellow sign up for a free trial button at the top of the page. That's imaginemoresuccess.com.
Do you feel like you're drowning in administrivia? Do you have a podcast you would like transcribed to repurpose as a blog or even a best-selling book? Rhonda's Virtual Office is the answer to the freedom you crave so you can get busy doing what you love. Let Rhonda's Virtual Office give you the relief you need. Visit rhondasvirtualoffice.com and get some peace of mind today. Rhonda's Virtual Office is the go-to transcription service for EWN Podcast Network.
Memorable dynamic presentations are a not-so-secret weapon in the business world. Do you have a powerful message that must be shared? Do you want to be known as a top public speaker that gets amazing results? If you didn't get the results you were seeking while delivering your last speech, Thomas Hides of iconquality.com, that's I-C-O-N quality.com, can help you create and deliver your speech to get the results you desire. Call Thomas.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast show with Cindy and Thomas.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy Hendricks and Thomas Hides. Cindy, today we've been talking to Mike Coltharp. He's been talking about the scary F word, finances.
That's not the four-letter word.
Yeah, it's not a four-letter word. But we've been talking about fear around finances. We're talking about assessment, game plans, implementation.
Well, that four-letter word around finance, I think, is fear.
I would have to agree.
And I think so many times people just don't understand what they don't understand. You know, typical for a tough category. But I think the biggest issue that I've seen with certain clients are the young people. They think just because they don't have a lot of money saved, then they don't have to think about it because they're young, and that's the time they really need to start thinking about it.
Oh, the magic of compound interest. Absolutely. The earlier you start, the easier it is, for sure. Very, very true.
Yes. And the other thing is that they're afraid to sit down and talk to someone about it. I'm sure that our guest Mike today can share some words of wisdom on that and maybe help people take the fear out of just even sitting down and having a conversation, because really understanding is where it all begins with anything that you have fear around.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that completely. That's very, very true. And we do want to take a couple minutes and get back to Mike. So let's go ahead and bring Mike back. We've got Michael Coltharp. He is our money cop. Michael, thanks for coming back.
Thank you.
We had a quick question for you. Give us three kind of misconceptions that the average person might have about creating a financial game plan for their life.
Yeah. So, you know, there's the three that I can come up with is one, you know, I hear from a lot of people and they're like, well, I've got a financial guy already. I've got my financial plan. And I say to them, it's like, well, what's your plan then? Oh, I got a 5-year plan. We're all set. So when I sit down with them, things change a little bit because their plan usually isn't quite what they think it is because they haven't reviewed it in 4 years, right? Okay. So I've got a financial guy already. Number two is, you know, how long do I need my money to last, right? And my question is, well, how long are you going to live?
Well, that's really the magic question, isn't it?
Yeah, nobody knows.
And one you can't answer, absolutely.
You can't answer that one. So what I do is I show them how to prepare themselves so that they don't run out of money after I review their plan. Number three is I've heard, well, I've got a 401k, I'm set. That's all I need. Okay. And then what I say to that is, okay, so what's the taxes going to be on that 401k in 30 years, higher or lower?
Again, no one knows.
no one knows. And so I try and help people distill that fear of, well, is this going to be the right plan for me, what I've already done? And how am I doing with the plan that I have? And how is it going to help me? So I sit them down, and my main idea or my main point here is that I educate them first. Okay. I don't sit down and try and sell them something. It's an educational process, learning the rules of the financial world and making those rules work for you to build your wealth. And that usually distills a lot of the fear of, okay, well, I don't want to sit down with this financial guy because he's just going to try and sell me something. That's not how I work.
Well, and people should be concerned that we don't even know what the tax on 401k are going to be yet for next year.
Well, 30 years is not going to be anything. it'll just go up just a little bit, maybe about 98%. It won't be that much.
Yeah, really.
Well, it hasn't been that high.
The wealthy don't need to worry about it.
That's right. Well, what a lot of people don't realize in the taxes also is that in 1941, the tax rate was 96%. Did you know that?
I heard
not
that number. Yes.
Anything over $200,000 in 1941 was 96%. That's just federal. So now we actually are at a pretty low rate. It's only 39.6 today. We'll see what happens tomorrow.
Yeah, one never knows.
Yeah.
Well, we may not know tomorrow.
Well, we know who's making the decision, so that could be a couple months.
Yes, exactly. But that would be another show.
What should people be doing right now that can make a big difference in their financial future?
So right now, what they should be doing is calling me, really. But what they should
good
be
answer. Doing
now, you know, they need to sit down with an advisor like me who can sit down and actually assess where they're at. Because really, I can't give any advice over the phone, over the podcast, over the radio, because I have to know you and I have to know what you want to do with your money. If I don't know what you want to do, I can't help you get there. So the first thing you need to do is sit down with me or call me and let's get a conversation started so that I can find out where I can help you go.
You know, that's a big shift for people, for a lot of people, because I think they feel almost as if they're being taken along for a ride when it comes to planning for their financial future, instead of really putting themselves in the driver's seat, which is what happens when you begin to educate yourself and just start with the assessment. Even just assessing is putting you in the driver's seat, so you take more active control over what your financial future looks like.
Well, Teach people how to take their money and keep it.
A lot of people may not even know what they would need to bring to the table to sit down and talk with you. So you might want to take a minute and just say, here are the things that you need to bring so that they can be analyzed.
Yeah, that's a great question. So the first thing you need to bring is you, your spouse or a significant other. And really, we just get to know each other. That's the first thing. Because that you don't need to bring anything with you. You get to know each other, figure out where you want to go. And then the next step after that would be I would pass out a questionnaire, and that's where you would gather your data and bring the data in, and we have another discussion. And so when I sit down with people, it's not a one-time thing where, hey, I'm going to tell you what you can do the first minute we talk. No, I'm going to get to know you, see if we're going to work together. You may not like me, right? And then we're going to move on from there. And then we have a couple appointments, like four or five appointments. So we don't rush through things because your finances are the biggest thing you're ever going to deal with for the rest of your life. So we're not going to rush. And that's what a lot of people are afraid of. I don't have time. Well, if you don't come to work tomorrow, or if you don't wake up tomorrow, that's going to be kind of hard. So we need to take the time now to make things where you want them to be, but we take it one step at a time.
Well, and don't you feel that people don't have an understanding of those items they need to bring? Because I can tell you, working with managers, have a real tough time understanding a balance sheet. And I mean, that's, you know, the meat and potatoes of understanding the condition of a business, a P&L. And so some of the things that they should be bringing to you would be their expenses, their income, maybe the last couple of years of taxes, any thing they have in a portfolio, right?
Yes. And what I do is when I get to that point, I give them a questionnaire, and there's a list of things they need to bring. And those are some of the things on there: their taxes, pay stubs,
insurance,
bank statements, insurance statements. We look at all of that. So I walk them. See, that's what I like about this. We walk them through step by step so that it's one step at a time, so that there's no stress on having to get everything all done at the same time.
Right. Well, I think taking some of the anxiety out is the best way to get a start on figuring out what they need to be prepared with, because in their mind, it's probably this huge thing and a huge amount of stuff. But in reality, it's just what they have probably sitting in their file cabinet at home.
That's right.
So what's the best way to set up a consultation with you?
Best way to set up a consultation is go to my website. It's ColtharpFinancial.com, and of course, www, right? ColtharpFinancial.com. And then just go to contact page, and then just fill in your name, email. And if you want to put your phone number in there in the extra note section, that's fine. I can give you a call. And we just start from there, one step at a time. No obligation.
And no obligation. Very good.
I really love the sound of your people first approach to finances. I mean, I think when it comes to doing anything that involves people, starting with the people first is always just a really great plan. And I know that you've got a really incredible giveaway that you wanted to offer. So would you please fill us in on that? Let us know a little bit about it.
Yeah, what I'm going to do is for the listeners that contact me because of this podcast, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a free consultation to sit down and examine the financial simulator that I have, and have the ability to put your information on that simulator and see how we can help you out. I only offer this to clients, but I'm going to go ahead and offer it to anybody with this podcast.
Michael, thank you very much. It's really, really generous. Really love that.
My pleasure.
It's got tremendous, gives people a tremendous insight, and it's really taking people into your kind of inner sanctum, inner circle of the nuts and bolts of how you're doing things.
Yep.
Well, in segment four, we're going to be sharing some quotes. We're going to be talking about some of what we learned today from Mike. And I just know that you're going to want to come back and stay tuned, because if nothing else, we're always interesting here at Imagine More Success Podcast.
Yeah. And if you want to get more tips, tools, and tactics for improving your business and improving yourself, you can check out imaginemoresuccess.com. Right now, we're still on with Mike Coltharp. Mike, one last question for you, just very quickly.
Yes.
What would you recommend a person can do today to make a difference in their financial future?
If I would like you to ask yourself this one question: if I die tomorrow, where's my family going to be? How are they going to be protected? And if you are not confident saying I'm 100% confident that they're going to be just fine, then we need to talk.
Very, very poignant words. We're definitely bringing the idea of imagination into financial planning, starting to get that idea of what's possible, what you want, what you see your future looking like. Cindy, we're looking forward to coming back with you in segment four. Mike, it's been a pleasure having you here today. Thank you so much. Hey, thank you for your giveaway to our listeners as well. And in just a couple of minutes, we're going to be right back. You want to stay tuned for the Imagine More Success podcast. We're coming back in just a minute or two after a quick word from our sponsors.
Are you looking for a way to speed up your evolution as an entrepreneur? And are you someone who doesn't have the time to search the internet for the perfect online course that suits your needs? Well, you're not alone. My name is Dan Fowler, the Imagination Engineer, and I was running into the exact same problem that you're having, and I decided to do something about it. My business partner, Cindy Hendricks, and I have developed a one-of-a-kind online training portal that not only provides you with hundreds of educational courses for a low monthly subscription, it also will be giving 10% of all proceeds to charities around the country. So your subscription not only helps you, it also helps others in need. Our portal is a hub for all things business training, and you will not find a better value for the price. Take a moment right now and visit imaginemoresuccess.com and preview all the training categories available, and click on the yellow sign up for a free trial button at the top of the page. That's imaginemoresuccess.com. Are you tired of the same old personal development seminars that blast you with speaker after speaker and pitch after pitch? Are you looking for an alternative in the way you experience deep transformational training? Have you ever been wondering where all the fun has gone out of these traditional events? Well, look no further. The epic event experience called Imagination IQ is exactly what you're looking for. High energy, fully interactive, fun, and full of entertainment and transformational surprises. Imagination IQ is a three-day experience designed to help anyone tap into their imagination and engineer those ideas powerfully and profitably into the world. And you will walk away with a roadmap to monetize your dreams. Visit imaginationiq.com for more information and start turning ethereal into material. Again, check out Imagination IQ for all the information of our upcoming three-day epic event experience.
Did you expect your business to explode, but instead it plateaued? Are you struggling to achieve your business goals? Or has your business stagnated, and with just a little guidance, you know it'll flourish? When you're ready to experience goal achievement with fast results, Cindy Hendricks is the business coach for you. Cindy's work with new entrepreneurs has been life-changing. After working with Cindy for an entire year, the owner of a multi-million dollar international corporation called Cindy's work brilliant and impressive. To receive instant free access to 26 of the most important tools for creating business excellence, go to businessperformancespecialist.com. That's businessperformancespecialist.com. And get your business where you want it to be.
And we're back. Here's the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy and Thomas.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast. I'm your host, Thomas Hides. I'm with Cindy Hendricks. Cindy, we just had a wonderful interview with someone who asked some very poignant questions and gave some great information.
Yes, Mike is a very sharp guy with all kinds of wonderful tools to help people with their money. I love that we coined him the Money Cop today.
Yeah, money police, money cop. Money cop really stuck with him. He seemed to like that.
Well, since he was a cop for a couple decades, I think it's very appropriate.
You know,
now he's protecting money instead of lives, or maybe he's protecting lives as well, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's really a continuation if you think about it.
Exactly.
Once you set up your rules, too, it sounds like he's doing a little law enforcement as well. Keeping an eye on that. You know, the thing that really struck me the hardest, and the thing that was most poignant for me, was his last question when he asked, what would you do if you passed away tomorrow? What would your family be like? What would they have? That was very moving for me.
Well, it really kind of struck home with me too, because I lost a good friend last week.
Oh, I didn't know. I'm sorry.
Her neighbor called me and wanted to know some family information. So there was no information to find anybody. And it was really a tough, challenging time. And we were all, you know, in shock. Nobody expected it. It wasn't something that, you know, was going on. So that's kind of what it made me think, that, you know, we all need to have a plan, because how do we know our families, if it were us, would be able to find information.
And truly a bigger concept too is you can't take tomorrow for granted. You can't take the future for granted either. And a little bit of planning will put you in a different place as well, so your life is more enjoyable. And then also, when you feel like the people that are important to you and that you care about are protected and taken care of and safe, you feel so much better about anything that you're going to take on in your future.
Exactly. And, you know, the other side of the coin is, I know of a very prominent man who passed on, I think it was last year, here in the Napa Valley area, and he passed on without a will. And I can't imagine that he didn't have a financial advisor or two, because he's, you know, got a huge estate and all kinds of businesses. And to put your family through not having a will, and you know what happens then, right? Everybody jockeys for money position and grabbing up what they can.
can create a lot of discourse.
Yes, and it's just not fair to the family to do that and leave such a dynasty up for grabs. And that's exactly what happened. So I was thrilled to get Mike to come on the show today and to be able to share his words of wisdom and offer such a fantastic free offer for people. You guys need to get out there and jump on that because it's a state-of-the-art thing. I've seen it, and it's phenomenal.
Well, it's the thing that really stuck out to me with the story you just told, Cindy, is that there's no specific economic segment that's immune to a lack of planning. It seems like no matter where you may be in that, in your financial development or the amount of money you have or the amount of resources that you have, there's always going to be people in that segment that need a little bit more planning themselves, or they haven't taken care of every little part or you know, crossed every single T and dotted every I.
Well, I think we hear that in the news too often where people don't take care of business before they pass on, and then they leave this tidal wave to be dealt with.
Sometimes
and it's not that hard.
Well, sometimes people are so busy making money and creating the life that they want, living the life and enjoying the life that they want, that they forget sometimes it's going to come to an end at some point.
Well, I think besides forgetting, I think it's one of those things that people don't want to come to terms with the fact that we are not here forever.
Very true.
There is a time that we are not going to be here, and we need to plan for that time. For not, you know, not just for ourselves, we need to think beyond ourselves and think about our friends and our family.
Yeah, I agree completely. Absolutely. The other thing that really stuck out about Mike's conversation today that was very moving to me was his story that he told, that his client, for confidentiality purposes, he referred to as Joe, how something so unexpected and that could have seemingly been very minor. People get in traffic accidents every day, but something so unexpected, something that could have been very minor, turns into a life-changing event that ends up changing your entire financial future, which means what the rest of your life looks like it has to change because of it.
Well, here's the thing, Thomas, our entire world and culture has forever changed in the last decade or so with all of the crime going on in the world. And it's really come to our land now to where we have something going on almost every week. There's something in the news where, things are happening and people are dying and injured and life-changing events. So now more than ever, it's very efficient to create. What you need to do is to make sure that you're in position for whatever happens if you can. And the first starting point to do that is to sit down and talk about it.
You know what?
Go ahead.
Well, I agree with that completely. And there's, you know, this concept of starting and knowing where you're starting so you can figure out where you're going. And it leads me into a quote from your book that I want to talk about today. Your book is Insights from an Intuitive. And your quote is, "You can't get to the road leading to your future if you stay on the old road."
Boy, that is one of my favorites. I've really used that my own self in my life in trying to find my way in my career and in my life. And we all need to change it up, don't we? When things don't work, you got to get on a different path.
Yeah, you got to switch up your path, try something new. And boy, it's a lot easier to try something new if someone else has already cut a little path through the woods and it's well worn. It might look like, hey, you know what, this has got real potential. That's where having the expert comes in, someone like Michael Coltharp, to help you move down the road that you want to with your financial future.
Exactly. And then one of Michael's quotes I really like is, "You never know what you can accomplish until you try." Because many people keep trying that, but what Mike has found is that they look at it with another light or in a different mindset. And that's when the magic happens, is when you can, you know, take a look at something with new, fresh eyes. And again, Mike's got those new fresh eyes to look at your situation and make sure that you can see what it is that you need to see, because many times we can't see, can we?
Yeah. And when you want to look into the future and you want to get that expert advice, you can find Michael Coltharp at Coltharp Financial, that's Coltharp Financial.com. where he's offering you, our listener, the opportunity to take advantage of some really powerful financial tools that he only offers to existing clients. Please make use of that offer. It's incredible.
Now, see, I don't know about you, Thomas, but I love to take those little tests on Facebook.
You know what's funny? Yeah, it's an update of the old Cosmopolitan quizzes that every woman loved. Yeah, now we've got Facebook quizzes. And
well, I don't know that it's just us women, Thomas. I know a lot of guys that are taking those quizzes too, and I'm talking to a couple of them today.
Exactly.
So you're not going to squirm out of this one, buddy.
I'm trying to get away from it. Absolutely not. There's no way.
No. So what I equate this to is, you know, it can be fun, you know, because Michael's giving you a cool tool that you can pop your info in, just like on those Facebook quizzes, and find out, you know what, if you are where you need to be. And if not, it can help you get to where you need to be. And Michael's got that info for you. So be sure to contact Mike Coltharp and get that fantastic simulator with him.
Yeah, you know, and that also leads me to the idea of always bringing some fun, bringing some joy into anything you're doing, no matter how big of a task it may seem or overwhelming as it may be. Today, I know you've got a little something to share with us, an angel card of the day.
You know, you got to have some fun. You got to have some fun with life, right?
Let's make it lighthearted today. What do you have?
I have for Mike Coltharp, this is the perfect card. It's called the Page of Earth, and it's so pretty.
Oh, that is beautiful.
And it says, good news about financial matters is coming soon. Your plans move successfully forward at a steady pace. You may adopt a new interest or passion. What a great card for today.
Yeah, that's perfect. You know, adopting the passion of creating and imagining and envisioning the future that you want for yourself, whether it be financial, whether it be work-related, business-related, family life, love and relationships-related, such an amazing, powerful tool.
It really is. And that's really the beginning of manifesting whatever it is you want, is to gather information and become efficient with that information.
Yeah. And Michael kept talking about the options that are available to people, and people don't actually imagine those options. Boy, when you start to imagine that anything is possible and you start to envision what you really want, you can come up with options you never thought was available.
Yeah. So be sure to give Mike a holler at his email address or at his website, Michael Coltharp. And the website again is coltharpfinancial.com.
Cindy, we've got somebody really fun coming up next week. Tell us who we've got.
We have next week is Michael Johnston, and he is the SEO wizard. He's actually worked for Google Analytics. I'm not sure if you knew that.
Yeah, I did know that. He worked for Google Analytics. He's got a really interesting background where he's had the chance to take his computer skills, bring it into the entertainment field, and he's found himself interacting with some of the big movers and shakers in Hollywood as well as in the financial sector. Really interesting guy.
He is, and he's got just a head full of techno jargon knowledge that is not for the faint of heart. So I'm really thrilled that we were able to connect with him and get him on board.
Yeah, so next week we've got a master of SEO and SEO expert and a person who's a master of technology coming forth to distill down this very, again, big, complicated topic to a couple of really useful tools for you to use. So stay tuned next week. We're going to have Michael Johnston on. We can't wait to see you back on the Imagine More Success podcast. See you soon.
Are you looking for a way to speed up your evolution as an entrepreneur? And are you someone who doesn't have the time to search the internet for the perfect online course that suits your needs? Well, you're not alone. My name is Dan Fowler, the Imagination Engineer, and I was running into the exact same problem that you're having. And I decided to do something about it. My business partner, Cindy Hendricks, and I have developed a one-of-a-kind online training portal that not only provides you with hundreds of educational courses for a low monthly subscription, it also will be giving 10% of all proceeds to charities around the country. So your subscription not only helps you, it also helps others in need. Our portal is a hub for all things business training, and you will not find a better value for the price. Take a moment right now and visit imaginemoresuccess.com and preview all the training categories available and click on the yellow Sign Up for a Free Trial button at the top of the page. That's imaginemoresuccess.com.